Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Say that got us.
There's only 17 of these damn things. It isn't like the NBA or major. Yeah, that's one game. There's only 17 of these things.
Yes.
And when you play a significant Super Bowl contender, and we got to get Bob Groats up. I see Bob.
Yeah, Bob Groats is here from the Delco Times. He's delivering the papers today, it looks like. Is that what's happening down there? He's he's actually
at the
driving.
Starbucks. What do you got, Bob?
I got a Starbucks. Yeah, I'm on my way to Brazil for the opener, man.
Yeah, it's a long ride. It's a long drive.
So yeah, a lot of
you got to get going. You got to get going. There's some. You know, make sure you stop at a rest area, stretch the legs, because it's a long way.
You're right. There's a great rest area in Panama. I was looking at. That's where you want to go. Yeah.
It's like a, I think it's like a, what's it, like a 12-hour travel day, but it's 13. Only one, 13 hours, 13 but it's only hours. 1 hour difference in the time.
13-hour flight is what I heard.
So I wish the Eagles got the Madrid-Spain game. I prefer that game than going to Brazil.
Oh, yeah, me too. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
The fact that the game is in Sao Paulo, I mean, everybody, like, for instance, my girlfriend would love to go to Rio, but she has no interest in going to Sao Paulo. So it's like, to try to, like, figure that out to go. I know a lot of these Philly travel trips, they're going to Rio for a bunch of days and then going to Sao Paulo.
Then going to Sao Paulo, yeah.
Yes, exactly.
I'm staying home for that one. I've already made my decision.
How safe is it down there? Does anybody know?
No, nobody knows.
I mean, really, it's going to be Dom against what?
The Dom against the world. Dom against the world.
Yeah. Dom against the world. Well, Bob, another draft, and it's another speculative, 48 hours that Howie Roseman might actually pick up the phone and make a trade. How possible do we think Howie Roseman making a deal is tomorrow?
Oh, I think he probably will. Unless he's, let me take that back, because there's going to be players that drop because of the amount of quarterbacks and wide receivers going off the board early. There's going to be people available, offensive linemen. I don't know that they would trade up for that, but someone could drop into that 22 slot. Even that cornerback John McMullen likes, Quinion Mitchell.
Yeah.
He could draft.
I don't think there's any way he lasts the 22, Bob. I mean, anyway.
I don't get that. What is the fascination with this guy, He intercepted these mid-major quarterbacks who couldn't
even. Well, what is the fascination with any draft pick? I mean, everybody acts like they're – everybody is
– Arnold over here, him in a New York minute. I'll take you. You know,
I will say Terrion Arnold is probably the safer pick. I would say that, but I think Quinyon Mitchell has the higher ceiling, Bob. I'm going for the higher.
Haven't we gone through a whole thing of Roseman trying to outsmart everybody by taking unknown players, and then he takes all these Georgia guys, and now none of them can play?
Yeah, that's you know what? I was looking up Georgia guys last year after the lackluster production of the Eagles Georgia guys, and there's only been a few of them that have been drafted highly that have been real productive. I mean, it takes a couple of years to figure that out. But
Jalen Carter can play, by the way. So yes, you keep him out of the. But the rest of the guys are still questionable. And by the way, Tyler Steen, Alabama, put him on the Chance Wormack plane right now of Alabama guy who can't play.
Hey, you're not saying Chance couldn't play? Oh, Chance gave him some good snaps.
Chance, a good dude. Chance Wormack,
he very nice man.
You're right. Yeah, he didn't really pan out, but. You can tell I'm not a big Quinyon Mitchell guy, and I don't believe for a second.
How dare you impugn Quinyon Mitchell?
A second that the Eagles are trying to trade up to 12 to get him. I mean, oh Lord! I mean,
no, I believe it. I'm buying it, Bob. I'm buying it.
God, yeah. I'm
12 or 16. Mark it down. 12 or 16. But I don't think he'll be there at 16. If they're trading up to 16, they're trading up for an offensive lineman. Well,
I'll tell you this, though. What they should do, I think there's a lot of offensive tackles in this draft with names I can't pronounce. That
you and me both. I have to look at them.
In Oregon, I like the Oregon State guy. What's his name? Fuga.
Oh, that. Well, I like the Alabama kid because and the Washington kid because they can move around. They can play guard to start. Uwaga, I think, is more of a tackle.
He's more of
Then you're sitting behind Lane and Jordan Mailata for a couple of years.
He could move inside. He's very athletic.
By the way, he's going to go too high too. I think he's going to go too high.
You'd have to trade way up to get him. He may be the first offensive tackle taken. And
no, that's Joe Ault. Joe Ault.
Oh,
is,
I'm sorry. The second. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're right. Joe Ault is really, I mean,
he's
a generational talent. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Talese Fuaga is the Oregon State player that Bob is bringing up.
He's on.
Yeah. Well, so like Howie has, we talked about this earlier and we always try to find, he has his defaults, right? Hey, offensive line, I'm good there. Boom. But he did have that little run of wide receivers. Is there something that might be a total curveball that you could foresee happening?
A total curve. I'm not so sure about that. I think Brian Thomas should be a guy they're interested in too. I mean, people think I'm crazy for another wide receiver, but assuming that, you know, the reports are correct that, AJ Brown, they're at least talking to him about an extension, which by the way, I don't really believe. I think they're trying to keep him happy right now. But you're going to need another wide receiver. You go through those. I mean, they've been fortunate in terms of injuries with those guys. So, and this Brian Thomas guy, Brian Thomas Jr., that's the guy.
Yeah, from LSU.
He's really good. And he's a big receiver. He's an A.J. Brown type, but he's a little more fluid, if you ask me. So, and that's a huge need. And, you know, the other guy, I've seen – early mocks with this guy, Brock Bowers. He's not going to be around.
Yes. That's the curveball, Bob. Yeah. That's the curveball.
I don't see them going up for a guy like that, but he's the flex tight end. He's really talented. If Georgia had thrown him the ball a little bit more, they would have been playing for the national championship.
I've dampened on this over the past 24 hours, but what about edge rusher? What about Latu? If they get medical points.
I like the guy from Alabama, but they're not going to get him, right?
He's going to go too high. Dallas Turner, I don't even talk about.
Yeah, the guy you're talking about, to me, he's a little undersized, but he's a real athlete, and he's got an attitude, and he's very smart, and he reminds me of of what's this guy's name? Hassan Reddick. He reminds me of Reddick. Yeah. He's really, that would be the curveball that I would think about too, right there, is somebody like that. If he started falling, and you don't know what, we don't know how, Well, we do know that four of those quarterbacks are going to be taken, right? What if Penix comes off the board, or you know, the other one, Bo Nix. Yeah, and that would be a trade down possibility for the.
I do think six quarterbacks are going to go in the first round. That's how desperate some of these teams are.
Yeah, it's criminal. That is just outrageous that these teams are so desperate. Like, do you have to show your desperation on national television that you are that pathetic to find this position?
Well, that's why. Hey, guy,
there's only three legit quarterbacks, in my opinion.
You're taking a guy that has no business being drafted in the first round just because you're that desperate.
Some of these teams, and that's why Howie's really good at his job, some of these teams pigeonhole themselves into a corner. They have to take a quarterback. Minnesota has to take a quarterback. Denver has to take a quarterback at some point. Las Vegas probably has to take a quarterback. These are crappy organizations that paint themselves into a corner. You don't want to be in that situation.
By the way, Minnesota has Sam Darnold, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So this was a guy at one point was the third pick in the draft, has played in the league to some microcosm of success. He's mediocre at best. You're telling me that you think that Bo Nix is going to come in and be ready to be better?
I don't think so.
How do these teams continue to operate this way? You got to be a complete moron to go down that road. That's why
they're bad organizations. And in the case of, I don't think Minnesota's in the conversation for Bo Nix. They're more in the JJ McCarthy range.
Yeah.
But I'm with you with Sam Darnold. I'd be like, he spent a year with Kyle Shanahan. Maybe Kyle fixed him. Coach him up instead of reaching for some.
Yeah.
You know, to me, I'm with Bob. There's three legitimate quarterbacks: Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May. And they're probably coming off the board 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. That's what I have in my mock draft. And Michael Penix, he had receivers that made him look good. Put on the tape of the national championship game, and you could see the way he feared the pass rush. And that's what you're going to get in the NFL. Even from the worst teams, you're going to get that Michigan pass rush. That's going to be a tough, tough fix, thinking that he
could I will say this about Michael Penix, though, Bob. He turned around that crappy Indiana program before he even got to Washington. So, and he didn't have great talent at Indiana before he transferred out to Washington. So I have a little bit more hope for him than Bo Nix, who Nix is like 27 years old. He's already midway through his prime. I'm exaggerating, but
yeah, turned around the Indiana program. Hey, anything good would turn that program around, right? I mean, they had their moments, but they were
Big Ten program.
I look at Michael Penix play, and I think there's a guy who's afraid to get hurt,
And, well, he's always hurt.
Yeah.
That's part of the problem.
Hurt, I don't see that working at all. But you guys just mentioned Bo Nix. He's probably, of all the quarterbacks, he played the most in college. He's probably going to make the most seamless transition, in the first year. So
he's like a 7-year college veteran.
Right. Bo Nix. But is he that good?
Nah. He's already 20, let's see. He's 24. He'll turn 25.
He's calling Chris Winkie asking for advice on what to do.
Is he Drew Brees? I don't think so. Yeah.
No. But I think he's going to end up in Denver with Sean Payton. So we'll see how that
trade for Zach Wilson is kind of interesting.
Is it?
Yeah. I don't see him. Yeah. He just cannot process the NFL playbook.
Listen, he was a disaster with the Jets, no question. But with the second pick in the draft, John, you've mentioned on here before.
Eagles loved him. Loved Zach Wilson.
If you're going to get paired with somebody to try to get the most, isn't Sean Payton the guy? And does that kind of take them out of the quarterback mix, especially at number 12, which is a spot that has been speculated for Philadelphia often is, you no longer need that quarterback. Let's flip spots and you can get your Bo Nix at 22.
I think you could give a lot of guys to Andy Reid, for instance, and he could turn him into a good quarterback. But here's the problem. When they get to a crappy situation, Justin Fields in Chicago, Zach Wilson, by the time they get to their second team, they're already ruined. They're ruined. They're done. They're
most
cooked.
Of the time. Yeah.
That's why I have a little bit of confidence.
Alex Smith.
Really, you know, it took him a while, but he really caught on.
Yeah.
I have a little bit of confidence in Sam Darnold because he spent a year with Kyle Shanahan, and he probably knows a little bit more about playing quarterback now. But he might have been ruined by the years with the Jets in Carolina. You don't know. Those guys, David Carr. I don't think David Carr was a bad quarterback. He just got sacked 80 times, and he was so skittish from that point forward.
Right.
I think he'd be one to a great situation. He'd be a hell of a lot better than Derek Carr in the opposite.
But, I don't know about better than Derek Carr, but there was another guy who didn't process, man. I mean, you know, some people just can't see how the game unfolds, you know?
How do you process when you're under siege, Bob? Well,
you know, that's part of it. Maybe you get rid of the ball as soon as you get the snap. You know, you do something, you know, you don't just take a sack every play. So, I mean, there's guys that, you know, and in this day and age, for teams to miss on that, it just boggles the mind. How could you not know? You know, you see the way he reacts to pressure. You know, how can you not know watching the tape? If you can't, you need to hire somebody who can figure that out just by watching the tape.
By the way, even Caleb Williams, that poor guy's got to go to Chicago. So people can talk about how good he is. When is the last? You got to go back to Jim McMahon and then what? Sid Luckman? What are we going back to in Chicago? Was Sid in Chicago?
Sid Luckman wasn't a runner. I covered him back in the day. He was not a runner. He was any good process. Yeah.
So they do not have a good history with quarterbacks, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, well, they're going to get it right.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Right with him. He's really good. He's creative. He's got a great arm. He's mobile. They're going to get it right with him.
There's betting odds on what colored nail polish he's going to wear tomorrow night.
Well, that alone, I'm not taking
joking.
Him number one.
I'm not joking, by the way.
I'm not taking him number one.
That is a Jimmy Shapiro email that I got yesterday from the what color nail polish will Caleb Williams be wearing?
I must have deleted that Jimmy Shapiro email quickly because I didn't see that. Here, yeah, I have it. Primary color of Caleb Williams.
You thought I was making that up on a platform such as this with all these viewers? I'm gonna embarrass
black,
myself.
Black is the favorite. Green is the long shot. Black the favorite, green the long shot.
Okay, that's good. What's the over and under on how many calls it takes for the Eagles to complain, or the Eagles, the Sixers, to complain about the officiating tomorrow night?
Well, if Pittsburgh trades under the Eagles' nose, I think Howie Roseman is going to file a grievance.
Yeah. That stuff just blows my mind. I mean, come on, man. Just play the game, you know? Like, they were just standing around watching, except for Tyrese Maxey, hijacked, you know, like
mugged.
Mugged.
Well, everybody got
in mind. Keep that in mind, guys, that the Sixers game and the Eagles draft seemingly falls on the same day every year. I don't know why the NBA continues to say, hey, let's put our best matchup, the only matchup that anybody's really watching, and put it up against the NFL's monster night of the offseason. Bravo. But that's where Howie Roseman says, even if the Sixers win, I will blow them off of Bob Grotz's column, and I want to get my name right up to the top. Do the Eagles still think that way?
Yeah.
Well, I think they do, but I don't think they – I'm thrilled that the draft is Thursday night, so I don't have to watch that Sixers game. They're just torture to watch, that team. I don't even enjoy watching that team. So I'm kind of thrilled that I'll be busy.
That's going to be a war. Oh, I mean, they're going to start haymakers from the first play, you know, from the tip off, you know.
I'm more concerned about the traffic, Bob. You know me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. We'll get there early. But you know what? For the draft, I mean, the first night, the way they stretch this thing out, come on. I mean, this is too much, man. Do it. I remember when they used to do it all in one night? I covered drafts like that.
Yeah. I used to like the Saturday Sunday setup. I'd like two days. Over the weekend, those were my favorites.
Breaking it up, it's a lot of waiting, so it doesn't bother me that the draft is on the night of the Sixers game, because I'll be watching the Sixers.
I'll be the exact opposite.
The NBA, by the way, the NBA is going to a two-night draft now too. It's Wednesday and Thursday. The round one is Wednesday, and round two is on Thursday.
No need for that. There's
unbelievably
no
why
need.
I want to watch round two of the NBA draft, you know?
You're going down to the very, very big hardcores. Yeah. But
well, you don't even want to, nobody even knows the guys in round one anymore. Who are you kidding? Yeah. Jeez.
She's right. Yeah. I'm thinking about that. Yeah.
Bob, if you started reading mock drafts in the way too early mock draft titles the day after the draft. Many people, the most mocked guy I've seen is Nate Wiggins, I feel like. I don't know about you guys, but I feel that he has been – do you guys feel that you've saw someone else more attached to the Eagles at 22 than Nate Wiggins?
I think that Mitchell guy, I've seen a lot of mocks with that. But Wiggins is a, you know.
Well, Mitchell's a trade-up scenario. Wiggins is if I stay.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of Wiggins stuff. And I just think it's an example of why mock drafts are absolutely useless. Not that he's a bad player. He's just a bad fit for the Eagles. I mean, he's 170 pounds soaking wet.
He plays.
Yeah.
And he's great. Come against Division One, I mean, legit quarterbacks, not like the guy from Toledo. I mean,
I think he's a great press coverage corner.
I look at the highlights. He's reading the eyes of a quarterback who is going to be selling furniture, you know, in a couple months, you know. And I'm thinking, this guy shot up the boards, you know, like, yeah. And he had a great weightlifting workout at the combine. I'm thinking, you know, I don't need my cornerback to be lifting weights, you know, to be benching 220. I don't know about.
Yeah, I would be stunned if the Eagles take Nate Wiggins, and I'll say it on, and I, you know, I'll probably be wrong, but I just do not. I don't see the fit at all. I don't see that fit.
Are there other guys in that mold that you keep seeing that you're like, that doesn't make any
Cooper
sense?
Cooper's a big one. I think as the process has gone on, Cooper DeJean has been a big connection. If you stay at 22, but I don't think there's any way they're staying at 22. I think there's how he gets these deals done in advance. He does all the legwork and homework leading up to the draft. And, you know, some certain things have to happen, but, you know, if you're putting a percentage on it, probably 85%, he knows who wants to come down, 90% who wants to come down if he wants to go up. And then if things fall the right way, you just make the deal, call the guy up. That's all the legwork before the draft.
Up in like five of the last eight drafts or something?
Yeah, four of the last five he's traded up.
All right. He's even more than that. Yeah. But he's a trade up guy. Yeah. So I wouldn't be surprised if he traded back, you know, like the year they got Goddard, you know. So
that year was a little bit, you know, they had the 32nd pick because they won the Super Bowl. You know, they didn't want Lamar Jackson, the 5th-year option, but they knew somebody was going to come up for Lamar to get that 5th-year option. So they were taking advantage of a unique situation, and it worked out for him. They got Dallas Goedert. That was a great draft. That was the Dallas Goedert, Josh Sweat, Avante Maddox, Jordan Mailata draft.
The fact that they have the 2 second-round picks makes a trade up more possible because of that, the fact that they have the 2 picks in the second round.
Yeah, but we had a Brooke over on in the first hour, Bob. He pointed out that the Eagles have 50 and 53. Their 53rd pick, they got LeSean McCoy at 53. They got Miles Sanders at 53. They got Jalen Hurts at 53. So you want to trade the 50. You don't want to trade the 53. That's what that says, right, Bob?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Like that's good 53 table. Research, by the way. Real good.
That is 53. Good 53 research.
Like when you're at the craps table, you want seven, right? Yeah.
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 By the way, the Eagles used to have this great draft guide they would put out every year where you could do easy research on that 53. They no longer do that, Bob Groats.
Yeah.
Everything gets taken away from
us. That's a surprise, isn't it?
Yeah. Shocker.
It's a new age, yeah. You can't even get stats at these games. I was up in Madison Square Garden. They always handed out.
Oh, you had to go to the game?
The NBA game, yeah. And
did you take New Jersey Transit in right under Penn Station? Yeah, did you go the Hamilton routes?
I went to Hamilton, yeah.
All right.
The park, yeah. But, you know, that trip up there, I mean, it's a reasonable fare and everything, but it takes forever. You stop.
Oh, it takes forever. You get the one that stops at every, it's awful.
From Hamilton, yeah, it stops everywhere. They let people say their goodbyes, you know, before the train takes off. Yeah. I feel like I'm in 15.
It's like a cruise. It's like a cruise through beautiful North Jersey.
It's like being in a black and white movie, you know?
And then Bob,
Dr. waves his arm
we'll let you get back on your way to Brazil. We don't want your drive to be stalled. And it doesn't seem that your coffee's probably cold by now.
Nah.
Is that a tea or a coffee?
It's a coffee, yeah. Yeah.
Latte?
I'll be in Delaware in a minute, you know. I'll see you.
Are you going to visit Martin Frank? You're our two Delaware guys. Jody's not here anymore. Yeah.
Right, exactly. All right, guys. John, I'll see you
Bob.
All right, Bob. Get there early. Traffic. Get there early.
I will do that. See ya.
See ya.
Bob Groats, everybody, from the Delco Times. Traveling on this Wednesday morning, draft eve, where all the scenarios are on the table. As we all know, sometimes paralysis by analysis, and you get to that time of the day where that time of the draft season where you're just like, all right, make that pick already. But as we've kind of hinted from everybody that we've heard from today and the weeks leading up, the trade seems to be where a lot of people feel this is going to end up.
Yeah. Well, Howie said it himself. He likes the trades. Yeah. And I think he's right, by the way. I talk all the time about, you know, if you're a bad team, you want more picks. You want to trade down. If you're a good team, you want to identify a potential difference maker and go get him. If you like the player, that's a Sean Payton quote. Go get him. If you like the player, go get him.
By the way, Daniel Jeremiah was on the John Clark Takeoff podcast, and some of the audio of that's coming out. He says, he's going to trade. He's not going to stay. I'll go 70% up, 30% back, 0%. He stays at 22. So,
well, I'm with DJ, and obviously DJ used to work for the Eagles. He knows how they work, and that's where I am. He's going to try to trade up, but again, that doesn't mean you can trade up, and you have to match with the teams, and there are other people trying to do things. And if he can't trade up, but if it doesn't work out, then I think he would rather trade back, because I think you're going to get very similar players at 22 and say 30. Yeah.
There's not a guy for me. Like, a lot of times by now, I'm like, all right, I would move up for X, Y, or Z. I don't have that guy that I'm like, man, I really hope they can make that move and go grab that particular guy. I'm in the boat of either if I have an established player that someone's willing to move on from because of contractual situations, which, by the way, the Eagles have done in the past with many guys. A.J. Brown obviously is one, but they've done others. And now I'm not saying you would trade pick 22 for a Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, but they've made trades where they've given up picks to get established players. If you had that player that made sense, I would be in that camp. But definitely what you're saying, John, and Brooke over brought this over, get multiple guys in rounds 2, 3. If you can load up there.
Well, I don't think they need volume. That's not the point. I think, because they're a contender, I don't think they need volume. So to me, it's more about evaluation of the player. And you might as well pick up extra draft capital. You might want to trade up later in the draft.
Well, I'm not even saying volume for like help right away. I'm talking about volume for competition and depth. I feel like that's where a team gets overlooked sometimes, is the competition and depth that you have making your overall roster better. Because as we talked about the first day I filled in, when Robert Griffin III said, they have the best roster in football. I don't know if it's the best, but I don't know if it's the best, but I still think they have a top five. They still have a pretty good 22 foundation. I think it's the peripherals that need more, and getting more guys in those 2 to 4 range adds more competition and depth.
Yeah, to me, it's they don't have a lot of open roster spots, number one. And even you talk about a guy like Rodgers at the start. Now they're deeper at cornerback. He's officially back. He's an NFL player. And they become a little bit deeper there. So I don't see a lot of space for this big number of rookies.
Yeah.
So that's part of the reason why I don't care about volume. And then the second part is the evaluation. Look, if you're going to get the same player at 22 and 30, or somebody similarly on your board, why not get something else and then trade up later? Maybe where you don't have anybody you want and you got to move up a little bit. Even on day three, you do this kind of maneuvering and say, all right, you have a targeted group of players for each position on the board, and you say they're all gone. Or if this last one, I got to go up and get them. Yeah. And it gives you just more ability to maneuver. But yeah, plan A is to go target one particular player. My odds are Quinyon Mitchell's that player right now. That's where I ended up at. I started at Quinyon Mitchell way back, and I'm going to moved off him, and now I'm going to end on him. That to me is the guy. And if you're able to get it done, that's plan A. Everything else is contingency. Plan B, plan C, plan D.
I'm going to ask you this question to chew on as we come back for our final segment. One name that's been connected to the team that's a bust, that you're like, that guy will be a bust. I think I know the answer, but think about it. And when we come back, I want you to answer that question for me, John, as we wrap up a Wednesday edition of Birds 365 next.